Have you checked out the big podcast with Shaq? You have? Then why am I even talking to you? Well, for those of you that haven't, Shaq and the team talk basketball and sports, but it ain't all about sports. It's about movies, TV, music, and what's going on in the great Shaquille O'Neal's life, along with a little bit of gossip. Some of his past guests have included Chris Webber, Rob Gronkowski, and Rob Riggle. Make sure you check out the big podcast with Shaq every Monday, exclusively on Apple Podcast, the Podcast One app, and PodcastOne.com. Do it. Do it. It's Phil Hendry. All the voices you're about to hear on the show, performed by me. Well, well, well. Welcome here to the Phil Hendry Show. And this is going to be another one of our sort of classic shows. And by that, I mean we'll roll a Phil classic from our archives, because we know there is a rare opportunity to, you know, introduce you to what we do on our website. And what we do on the website is we do a daily podcast, a show podcast. But we also have 35,000 hours of great archived radio material. And I've been on the radio, well, I was on the radio for 40 damn years, man. You know, and I'm only 39. So I was on from, you know, a lot of years, let's just put it that way. And in the process, between 1990 and say, oh, I don't know, whenever, we did a radio show that was quite unique, and we'd like you to hear a little taste of it today on these here airwaves or on these here digital things. This is a bit from the year 2000, if I'm not mistaken. I was going to add a number. There is no number to add. It is from the date of March the 8th. And this bit features one of our favorite guests and one of our most popular, Steve Bozell. Steve Bozell is suing a toy company for making a realistic Barbie doll that he claims looks so good he got turned on by it. Let's listen, folks, to the kinds of weird things we did back in 2000. You'll hear it here with Steve Bozell and the Barbie doll.
Phil Hendry Show. Hi. This is Corona. You're on the air.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
All right. I didn't call up to talk about that lady. I wondered if you'd heard about the new Barbie doll that has a rubberized type skin that is currently being sold in a lot of the toy stores. My daughter had asked me for one. And I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I heard about it. I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead. So what about it? This Barbie with the rubberized skin?
Yes, sir. The reason why I'm calling up is because I purchased one for my daughter at a toy store in one of the malls out here over last weekend. And I had a kind of a run-in with the store, and I'm a little bit upset about that, and I wanted to get a little bit of public awareness on what's happening with this doll and what's happening with the legal system when it comes to toy safety for children, because I think that Mattel's got a problem with the doll.
This is the Barbie doll that has the rubberized skin and a belly button or something?
Yeah, the doll doesn't have the very visible joint that you can twist anymore. There's kind of an elastic skin. And I went to the store with my daughter, and we went over to get it, and I saw this doll, and I will tell you that it looks very, very realistic. They have like a belly button on the doll. She was wearing like a halter top, a shirt that bears the midriff area, and I believe that's the first time that they ever had a Barbie with a bare midriff. And I felt strange a little bit about how good it looked. And so I take
you felt you said you felt strange about how good it looked.
Well, yes, sir, because the reason why I had called and I mentioned to your phone screener that I'd contacted an attorney, that I think that this is, whenever there is an issue with regard to children's products and an issue with regard to children's toy safety, I think it's very important. And my wife feels the same way. So
yeah, but you made the comment. You went to see the Barbie doll.
Yes, sir.
And you went to see the Barbie doll there on the counter, and you felt strange about how good it looked?
Yeah, well, it looked very, very realistic. And I made a passing comment about this to one of the boys who was working at the counter. There was also an assistant manager there. And I wrote down my comment to him, because this is pivotal. According to my attorney, this is very pivotal when it comes time for us to adjudicate this.
And are you suing the store?
Because of this, the product safety and because of because of its relationship to adults. And
all right, so you got up to the counter and you made a comment. What did you say?
I said, how do you guys get any work done with something that good sitting on a shelf, with something that looks that good sitting on a shelf behind you? The guy behind the counter...
How do you guys get, what is it?
How do you guys get any work done with something that looks that good sitting on the shelf behind you? Because that would, you know, that would just take my mind off my work, because it looked good.
And now, we're talking about the Barbie doll.
That is correct. So, the guy behind the counter started to laugh. He turned to the woman that was standing with him and said, this guy thinks Barbie is hot. I began to feel very uncomfortable. Also, one of the other people who was in the store, an assistant manager, also started laughing. My daughter had heard the comment of this man, and later on in the car was mocking her father. She was mocking me because I had been laughed at and because I had made a comment that Barbie doll I thought looked pretty good. It looked very realistic. And when I got home, my daughter had taunted me in front of my wife. My wife and my son both laughed. I also feel that my wife is partially responsible, and this is the reason why I wanted to get my attorney on the phone.
Well, look, sir, I don't want to get your lawyer and everybody else involved. You know, you're just a caller to the show. I mean, you're talking about suing a toy company for what? Because the guy behind the counter laughed at you? Because
of emotional distress, because I think a product safety issue... My wife is partially responsible. And
why do you say your wife is partially responsible? We're talking about a doll. So far, I'm just hearing about people laughing at you.
Because she and I don't have sexual relations as much as we used to. And because of the fact that I had not had intimate relations with my wife for a long time, the doll looked good to me as it would to any normal man. And looked pretty good to me. And that's why I said what I said to the guy behind the counter. And he started laughing at me.
What is the upshot of this, sir? Are you going to sue the toy company?
I am going to. I hope to mount a lawsuit against Mattel, the makers of this sexy Barbie, and also with the toy store in question, as well as the individuals who laughed at me. And I want an apology from my wife. I grounded my daughter. I grounded my son. He laughed when he got the word. The word got passed around our house pretty quick. And I can tell you all I wanted to do.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hold on.
All you want to do is what?
All I wanted to do was to buy my daughter a doll and have her enjoy it and not be laughed at. And that's what happened to me.
Well, what you have here is a story where you saw the doll sitting on the counter, on the shelf.
That's correct.
And it's a sexy-looking doll.
It is a very realistic-looking doll, yeah.
And you said to the guys, how do you guys get any work done?
I was trying to be friendly. I was trying to be man-to-man about it, because it looks pretty good. And I said, how you guys get any work done with something that looks that good? And they started laughing at me.
Well, you also made the statement that you haven't had normal relations with your wife for a while. Is that it?
We don't have it as often as I'd like to, no.
And that plays a part in you... being attracted to the Barbie doll. I mean, you said as much, right?
I do believe that, yes. Yes, sir, that we don't have as much relation as we used to. But I still don't believe that affords people the opportunity or gives them the entree to laugh at you and to humiliate you and make you look like a fool in front of your daughter. When all I said to the guy was, you know, it looks pretty good. And
well, did they immediately start laughing?
Well, he asked me, what am I talking about? I said, look, you turn around and take a look at that and tell me that doesn't make your hands sweat.
And you said to turn around, take a look at the Barbie doll, and tell me if it doesn't make your hands sweat.
That's right. And that's when they started laughing at me. And I thought I was being the man-to-man and talking about it.
Well, you got a hell of a lawsuit. I've never heard of anybody suing Mattel or any toy company on a product safety issue because the doll that they're making is so sexy, the guy's turned on to it, and then his daughter laughs at him.
Well, my daughter came home, and she, I think, was influenced by... mostly by my wife and son laughing at me, because my daughter started with that old rhyme. She's saying, Daddy and Barbie sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. My own daughter did that to me, and I've got a lawyer telling me I got to write that down.
Well, that's just a kid's nursery rhyme. I mean, this is a little kid's taunt.
Well, seeing Daddy and Barbie sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G, only because on account of the fact that I said the Barbie doll was hot looking. and any man would say the same thing.
I haven't seen the new Barbie doll. Why don't you hold on for just a second? I'll see if we got one laying around here. I mean, seriously, sometimes the people who make these products, they send things to radio stations. It's the new Barbie doll. I read about it. It's got the elastic skin, but this guy said it looks so hot. He said it looks pretty good that he was turned on by it. And then the guys in the toy store laughed at him. His daughter laughed at him. And his wife hasn't given him any in about a month or so. So he thinks that she's responsible for it, too. See if you can't dig up one of those Barbie dolls around here, will you, Mike? Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So did you take a look at this Barbie doll? I haven't seen it, but it's got latex skin. Okay, the guy on line, line 6, he says that his daughter, he went and bought one for his daughter. He says it is so realistic looking. You're saying this thing is so realistic looking, sir, that you got turned on by it?
I made a comment to the man behind the counter. I said that, you know, if it was me working at that counter at the toy store, and I knew that I had something that sweet looking, that sweet sitting behind me in a box, I'd want to, you know, I'd take my mind off my work. That's all I'm saying. And that's when they started to laugh.
And so you're suing for what?
For emotional distress, for incurring emotional distress and alienation of affection to my daughter, that I was mocked and ridiculed by store personnel, and that Mattel, the corporation that made the doll, he is making a doll that looks too good because a man can get turned on by it. And I think that is a safety problem as well. And
have you figured out a dollar amount?
No, sir. I'm in consultation with my attorney right now.
And then let's not forget that you want an apology from your wife, from your kids.
I can take care of that myself, but yes, sir. Pretty much so, yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Alpharetta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. I just wanted to make a comment to this guy. I think that it's absolutely foolish for him to make a lawsuit against Mattel. If he would have kept his mouth shut in the store and never would have made a comment about it, then maybe the people wouldn't have laughed at him.
I got the right to make a comment. I got the right to make a comment.
Well,
I have the right to make it. If I look at something
fault.
That looks good.
It's your own fault.
It's not my own fault. I made a comment about a toy. And it looked good to me. And I made a comment man-to-man to the other men that were there. You know, I'm trying to just be man-to-man with them.
Yeah, you're trying to be man-to-man with them by saying, boy, look at that Barbie doll. You know, I'd really like to, I'd like to get together with it?
I didn't say I'd like to get together with it. I said, I don't know how you guys keep your job, keep your mind on your job. Something that good sitting in a box behind me.
Something that good sitting in a box behind me.
Sir, if you're getting turned on by a Barbie doll, then obviously something is wrong with you.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, then I would reserve judgment.
I don't get turned on by any kind
of
doll.
I would reserve judgment until you've seen it.
Well, is it life-size?
Excuse me?
Is it a life-size doll?
No, sir. It's a Barbie doll. It stands about...
So is it the standard Barbie doll? It's, what is it, about 9 inches high?
Yeah, approximately, yes, sir.
So you're getting hot over a 9-inch high doll?
Okay. So far, my lawsuit is confined to the toy manufacturer and to the toy company. I don't know you want a piece of it? You want a piece of it?
What do you mean, do I want a piece of it?
Well, it sounds to me like you and the caller are mocking my intention. And my intention is to protect myself.
No, I don't want a piece of your lawsuit, pal. I'm just asking you questions about how you can get turned on by a doll that's 9 inches high. And I don't think there's anything wrong with me asking a question. You got the freedom of speech? I do, too. La Crescent on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. I wanted to tell this guy that I understand that you were really turned on by this Barbie doll, but I just want to tell you that as realistic as you think this doll looks, it's only a child's toy, and that if you are so troubled by this whole thing, and by what?
Why do they make the plastic? The plastic cover, it smells like real skin.
Did you smell the doll?
Yes, I did.
So you picked up the doll and you smelled it behind the counter?
I didn't say I smelled it behind the counter.
Where did you smell it?
And the reason why you're asking me this question?
Well, you mentioned you smelled it, and it's the first time I'm hearing it, so I'm asking why you smelled it.
When I got it home.
Oh, when you bought it and you got it home. Okay, sir.
You bought the doll for your daughter, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you mean when you got it home?
Yeah, like he got his date home, right? I mean, what are you doing with her doll anyway?
I told you, and I try to make it clear to the host of the show, that the doll was very interesting to me, and that I felt very strange that I was attracted to it. And when I got it home, yes, I took it out of the box.
Did you take the clothes off of it?
Okay.
Sir, you need therapy. And if you're
all right, let me can I ask you a question? Are you an attorney? Are you an attorney?
No, but the one you have is just.
Am I allowed? Are people allowed to laugh at me?
Yes, they are. Why shouldn't they be allowed to laugh at you if you're making a comment like that?
I made a normal, manly, masculine reaction to the doll.
A normal, manly, masculine reaction. I have to disagree with you. This is a doll. Yes, it has plastic skin, but when I was a kid, I used to take my sister's Barbie dolls and paint red nipples on them and stuff.
Well,
okay,
Phil.
I was what?
Well, Phil.
No, I was 4 years old, okay, or whatever it was. I was 9 years old.
So there you go. You know what I'm talking about. You know,
I was a kid, all right? I was 9 years old. I was an adult man. I'm not taking the clothes off of it, okay?
Mr. Henry, it's got nothing to do. It's got nothing to do, sir, with It has to do with a new design of the Barbie. It's good looking. It's very good looking, and they've created this skin that is very realistic.
Barbies have always been good looking. But if you're going to blame the couple of teenagers behind the counter for laughing at you,
I would tell you,
you
ma'am,
yourself said you were just making some small talk and making conversation.
I would
so
say to you, ma'am, that your husband would react the exact same way had he seen the doll.
My husband has seen the doll because I have two little girls and we have the doll.
The brand new Barbie doll.
Yes, and my husband is not as excited over it as you are, and he couldn't care less.
All right, man, thank you. Do you understand what's going on here?
Well, I think that's one person, okay.
But you understand what I'm saying to you, all right? This lady's calling up. Her husband's seen it.
That's one guy out of, I would dare a lot of guys to check out the Barbie doll.
Look, I know your frustration, okay, but I mean, there's going to be some disagreement here. Portland on the Phil Henry Show, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'd like to know what his definition of a man is, because I know that when I think of a, I'm not even a father, but if I was at a toy store with my daughter standing there next to me, I don't think I'd be making comments like that. And as a man, I do go, I notice other things.
All I did was I said to the boys behind the counter, I said, hey, how do you get your work done with something that sweet looking is in the box?
Yeah, but why
would
you do that in front of your daughter, sir? I mean,
I didn't make a sexual comment.
Why would you say that you notice anything sexual about any other woman in front of your child when you have a wife at home? Why would you open yourself up like that?
It's a doll. It ain't a woman.
It makes me question.
It's a doll. It ain't a woman. Do you know what a woman is?
Manhood.
Do you know what a woman is as opposed to a doll?
Do you know what it is to be a man?
Do you know what it is to be a woman or a doll?
No,
okay.
I don't. I know what it is to be a man, and I know a way a man and a father would act, at least one with the right
you're not a father,
thoughts
you don't,
in his head.
You're not a father. You don't get it. When you see something that good, brother, all bets are off.
When you see something that good, huh? When you see that Barbie doll, all bets are off.
You better believe it. And that's what I said to the toy company. That's what I tried to say to the guys behind the counter.
Excuse me. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Is the gentleman there?
I'm right here, yes, sir.
Hold on. I want to remind people they can get the best of the Phil Henry Show CD at philhenryshow.com. It's $23.50. $3.50 for shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. The proceeds, all of which, go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. At what phone number? Oh, and I want to give the phone number? Oh, 1-800-449-8686. You're right. That's our number for the show here tonight. Would also like to remind you that our website is philhenryshow.com, and there's all kinds of fun stuff that you can do there. Now, sir, there was a lawsuit 2 years ago over one of those Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that to you, the Cabbage Patch doll.
All right, what I remembered about it, though, is the doll had a moving part, and it was the mouth, and it chewed into some girl's hair, okay?
That's correct.
And apparently they had some kind of legal action. I don't know what the upshot of that thing was. Now, that's a product safety issue, okay?
No, the product safety issue for me is when you put something like that on the shelf, it looks that good. Now you are obviously, not that you're intentionally trying to appeal to the prurient interest of a man, but it's going beyond just the interest of a little girl. Now it's going to appeal to a man, and a man could get turned on by it, and I would not want to be responsible for the actions of the man who got turned on by it.
And well, what do you think? The guy's going to become a raving rapist running into the streets because he saw the Barbie in a box? Are you saying...
No, you see, you have a way of making it sound ridiculous. I am trying to tell you that there are possibilities that we need to consider when all of the cards are on the table and not just brush this aside as if it's a meaningless lawsuit. I'm saying that if a man sees something looking that good, and you haven't seen it yet, and I can tell you it looks pretty good, and a man's hands start to sweat, my wife and I, and I'm being very honest, we have not had normal relations, stuff could happen.
Stuff can happen.
Yes, sir. And you, Mr. Henry, may not believe it, but, you know, there takes more than, you know, takes a lot of things to make the world go around.
Well, I went out, you know, I'm trying to imagine the guy that goes in and sees this new latex Barbie and then runs out into the streets and becomes some sexual deviant. Here's Shelby on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Shelby, hello. Well, let's go, brother.
Okay, about the doll.
I saw it
yesterday in the paper. I'm 22 years old, engaged male, never had relations. I wasn't turned on at all by it.
You saw it in the newspaper.
Right.
But did you see it in the toy store? Did you see it up front?
No.
I'll tell you, it looks hot. It really looks hot up close.
Well, I'll tell you this. They say paper adds 5 to 10 pounds. I still wasn't turned on by it. I mean, my only thought was I thought, okay, that's nice. It's more realistic looking. Good.
You've never had this normal sexual relations with a woman.
I've never had any.
All right, brother. You know, then you don't know. You don't know what you're missing.
Well, I'm waiting till marriage.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this much: once you get married, then you'll know. Then go back to the toy store. I would suggest that you do this seriously: get married and then go to a toy store.
But still,
to look at the doll, yeah.
Even if I
you had it, and then you lost it.
I still wouldn't say anything, because you've got to learn to, you know, keep those verbal thoughts in your head and not out loud.
Why do I?
Why?
Yeah, it's a free country.
It's a free country. How come a guy... True, but you don't want to make yourself look like an idiot in public.
No, they made me look like a fool. All I was trying to be man-to-man and talk to these guys friendly and say, hey... Check that out. Check the rack on that. You know,
check the rack on what? On Barbie?
On the doll. Yeah, it was just guy talk.
And the next thing you know, you got these guys laughing at you, okay? That's what the guy's
right.
trying to say. One
yeah.
of the things in life you have to learn is, hey, you open your mouth, you say stuff, people are going to laugh at it.
They made me look like a fool in front of my daughter. And what am I my daughter saying? Daddy and Barbie sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
You should have expected that from saying something that... Absurd.
Saying what absurd? Because I'm a normal human being. I'm a normal man. I got blood in my veins.
Well, I'm a normal man, and I wasn't attracted to it.
But you haven't had it yet. You haven't had it good. Once you get it good, and then you lose it, like I lost it because my wife cut me off. You know, my daughter making fun of the fact that her mother ain't giving me the good stuff.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Thank you for your call. Here's Cherryville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air, ma'am.
Okay, I'd just like to...
Am I making my point clear?
That last guy's incredulous, but then I guess you're saying because he didn't have sex yet, it didn't...
No, he's never had it, so he don't know.
Well, I'd just like to know, how do you think it's so sexy and it's a plastic doll in a box?
Because I don't know, it's something that they did with it. They made real skin on it, and it looks real good. I felt real strange about it.
Well, you know, I can see how your wife doesn't want to sleep with you if you think a plastic doll that's not real, not a real woman or nothing, you get off on that.
Wait a minute. What are you trying to say?
It's not right. You shouldn't be attracted to a plastic doll in a box.
All I'm saying is that if you saw it, if you was a guy, okay, let me put it to you this way, okay? Have you ever seen a G.I. Joe doll?
Yeah. I have never fantasized about a Ken doll or a G.I. Joe doll.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Mattel puts his doll in a box, and the doll's looking through the plastic because it's got a plastic cover on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's giving me a look, you know, like, you know, why don't you give it to me or whatever.
What is the doll?
The doll has that look. They manufacture it so it's giving you the look. Know what I mean, ma'am?
No.
Okay, well, it was coming on to me is
so
what I'm
saying. So the doll was coming on to you?
I'm saying yes in the way it was looking at me. Yes, ma'am.
You are weird.
How do you figure that?
How is a plastic doll, not real, coming on to you?
It's I'm not, saying it's... Just, what?
You're weird.
No. I'm saying that it had the look manufactured on it so it would come on to any man that's walking by.
So it was like painted on the face.
Right.
Well, how can you fantasize it and then give it to your daughter?
Ma'am, I just
knowing your daughter would think about it since she was with you at the store when they laughed at you.
You've never fantasized about no G.I. Joe doll?
No.
I find that very difficult to believe.
It's not real. What's the doll going to do for me? It's plastic.
But you could just hug it and stuff.
Hug it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, I'm going to hug up to a plastic doll. It's not going to talk to you. It don't show you affection or nothing like that.
You wouldn't hug up to no doll?
No, I might hug up to a teddy bear, but I don't think it looks at me and comes on to me.
The G.I. Joe doll ain't got no latex on it neither, does it?
No.
Well, that's the whole reason right there, see? If the teddy bear had latex...
What are you talking about, man?
Excuse me?
What are you talking about if the teddy bear had latex?
I'm just saying that they make these dolls to look real. That's all I'm saying.
They make the dolls to look real for the children to create things in their imagination with. Not to have you sit there and say, the doll was coming onto me in the box, okay? Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Oh, hi there.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a grandmother, and I've bought Barbie dolls for my grandchildren. They love Barbie dolls. Okay? They really do. And
have you, ma'am, have you purchased the one that has a latex skin on it?
No.
Okay. You should go down to Toys R Us or go over to FAO Schwartz or any of the latest toy stores and purchase the Barbie doll that has the latex skin. It's very realistic looking.
Uh-huh.
And it stares at you and
okay. Well,
looks see, at
I
you
understand what you're saying.
Right.
But I really feel as though you should keep your emotions under control and don't let your imagination run away with you. But I
well,
do think that can I say something? Now, these dolls are whipperdoos. I've made this comment, and I've heard other grandmothers or people say this, because I think they're overly sexy for little girls, because they teach that girls
see,
sex.
See,
but
there you go, Mr. Henry. This lady agrees with me.
No, wait a minute. She's not agreeing with you. She's saying the doll is sexy.
But if the doll is too sexy for the little girl, it can come on to the father.
But you have to keep your emotions under control.
Well, it
and
coming.
I think you should, and the same thing with
but
what
you know
you're
what
looking at, and your comments under control.
No, wait a minute. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
You're out of control.
No, you just said you understand what I'm talking
but
about.
I know, but still, you have to keep yourself under control. These are little dolls for girls, but I really think they should come.
No, but this thing was looking at me.
I think they should tone them down a little.
But it was looking at me through the plastic.
But you're out of control looking at a doll like that.
What do you mean I'm out of control? I don't understand.
Well, you shouldn't be staring at a doll. Why are you staring at a doll looking like that?
Why was it looking
you're
at me?
You're a grown man.
Why is it looking at me?
Well, you're a grown man. You shouldn't be.
No, but I'm asking
doll.
You. Why is the doll looking me up and down?
I think you're out of control,
ma'am. I don't know what you mean by that.
I think she's trying to say you're nuts.
Are you saying I'm nuts?
No. I just think you need to control your emotions, or you know, you're out of control.
The doll is looking good. It's looking at me. It's Friday night. My daughter and I are out.
It's a Friday night.
You know, I got nothing to do. The doll's on the shelf.
Well, your comments in the store are unnecessary, and you're out of control. Now, and
I haven't had. You have to understand.
Guys are overly sexy.
I haven't had.
I don't like
months.
Them too sexy for little girls.
I haven't had. I have not had a relationship with my wife in months.
Oh, well, you're a grown man. These are for little girls.
I know, but I haven't had relations with my wife in months.
Well, then I think you should see a doctor or something, you know, get some advice on this.
No, my wife is the one that cut me off. So now here I am out on a Friday night. There's the doll looking all sexy and everything on the shelf.
Well, you're out of control.
Can a man? You keep saying I'm out of control.
No,
I don't know what I'm out of control.
Your imagination's out of control. It's running away with you.
You're talking about you're out on a Friday night, and you're with a, you know, and there's the doll on the shelf. What do you think this is, a singles bar? You're in a toy store, man. What are you going to do? You going to buy the Barbie a drink?
Okay. That's the kind of comment that got me to call a lawyer in the first place.
Well, then you know what? I think you should sue me. I really.
You want me to sue you?
Well, what are you going to sue me for? You're the lady. I'll use the lady's phrase. You're out of control.
You think I'm out of control, huh? Is that what you think?
Yeah.
You think so too, lady?
Well, I feel as though your imagination's running away with you. But I do believe...
Yeah, your imagination's running away with you.
Let me make one comment. I do believe Barbie dolls are overly sexy.
There you go.
They
are.
Girls,
that's
but
right.
But not for you. But these little girls, these dolls are not for you. They're not for you. They're for dolls. They're for children.
Let me
that's
ask you something.
Little girls, they grow up so fast.
Hey, Steve, were you looking at the Holly Hobby, too?
All right, that's a cold shot, Mr. Henry.
No, I mean, were you looking over at the... How about one of those rocking horses? Were you into that? Jesus. Why don't you jump on one of those plastic horses and pretend you're in a rodeo?
Mister, you're going to buy yourself a lawsuit.
Well, I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to take my chances right now that you got no case. And I'm going to say to you right now, why didn't you go back to the toy store, jump on a rocking plastic horse, like that one called My Little Pony, and pretend you're on a cattle drive?
Okay, mister.
Yeah, okay. You going to sue me?
Mr. Henry, I can certainly name you as a party to it.
Great. I want you to do that. I insist.
And you want some of this lady?
No, I'm sorry you've had this problem.
The lady in Philadelphia.
I'm sorry that you've had all this problem.
Okay, see, she's backing off.
With your family. See, I really feel sorry for you.
You can sue me if you want to. It's up to you. But I still stand by what I said. I think you ought to get on that little rocking horse and pretend you're Wyatt Earp. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And the gentleman who is wanting to sue the manufacturers of the Barbie doll with the new latex skin, because you were turned on by that doll, and you said, sir, that it was a Friday night, and that's just what a man normally feels, right?
Well, I know that you're mocking me, and...
I'm not trying to mock you, but I am trying to get the story out of you.
I've already given you my story, sir. That I was, yes, attracted to the Barbie doll. I was turned on by it. My daughter made fun of me, and these guys laughed at me. And all these other women that were calling in, the G.I. Joe doll and all that stuff, you know that they love that. I'm not alone in this. I'm not alone in this.
The G.I. Joe doll that one lady said she didn't like.
Huh?
The G.I. Joe doll. Never mind. Here is Bradenton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I have two daughters, and they have all the dolls. And if I caught my husband making comments like that in public, especially in front of my child, not only would I cut him off, I'd take my daughters away from him, because to me that's a fear. If my husband was getting turned on by a doll, that a person that is really sick,
really?
He's going to get turned on by a child.
And let me ask you a question. How many women that you know, and maybe you're one of them, that has one of those, you know,
The what?
The vibrators.
No.
Oh, you don't know anybody that owns those, huh?
No.
Uh-huh. Well, I hate to break the news to you, but there's plenty of women in America get turned on by those. And they're plastic, and they're about, some of them are like 9 inches long, you know, I mean, and Barbie's over 18. She's not a child.
No,
so
sir,
you see, there's no
difference. You need help.
Wait a minute. You're saying that there's no difference between a woman and a vibrator and you and the Barbie doll.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, right.
And if you want to take the Barbie doll away from me, then you got to take the vibrator away from every American woman out there with her little plastic friend. She gets to have a plastic friend, but I don't. Is that it? Is that what's going on?
Oh my goodness! What do you expect to do with this Barbie doll?
Well, what do you expect? What do you do with your
Excuse me?
What do you do with the vibrator?
I don't need a vibrator. I have a husband.
How about them pocket rockets?
Look at pal. You know,
it's not the same damn thing. They get to have the pocket rocket, but I can't think Barbie's sexy. Sorry. It don't go.
You need help. Well, you need real help.
You shouldn't use a vibrator.
What is it? You have a problem saying that word?
No, sir, I don't.
Sounds like he uses it.
Yeah.
I would tell him if I was his wife, I'd definitely take the kids away from him and keep them away from all other children. I would tell everybody
I
know.
Oh, other children too, right.
To stay away from him.
Well, I'm sure you would.
If he's attracted to a Barbie doll, he's a threat to children.
Well,
it's men like him out there.
And what are your qualifications? You got no qualifications. You're just a housewife watching too much Oprah.
All right, man. Here is Kennesaw on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Henry. Sir, my question to you is, how do you figure you can sue Mattel for you not getting any sex?
Because they made the Barbie doll.
That is the most craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. And as far as your comment on the vibrator,
yeah,
that is
ahead.
An adult.
Explain that one. Explain
the vibrator
that one.
Is your an little, adult toy.
Your little 9-inch plastic
Barbie
friend.
A Barbie doll is a 10-year-old little girl's toy.
You're a 9-inch friend.
I think
your plastic
you are
friend.
Preposterous
you
for
got a
thinking
9-inch.
That you can sue Mattel because
well,
you
yes.
aren't getting any sex at home.
I'm getting. You got your little 9-inch plastic friend. I get to have mine. Or maybe in your case, it's a little bit bigger. I don't know.
Sir, you're demented.
I'm demented, yeah. Thanks a lot.
You are, and I think Mattel's going to laugh you out.
Some of them vibrators are flexible in the middle, too.
You're referring to an adult toy versus a 10-year-old toy. I think you're sick in the head, and
how many do you
I
own?
Don't blame your wife for not giving you none.
How many do you own?
How many Barbies do you own is the question.
I'll answer your question if you answer mine.
Question is you're sick in the head. And
you're the one with the plastic friend.
Public. When you take this to court,
you,
please,
you're the one
please
with the
make
little...
sure it goes in the paper so I can see that Mattel will laugh you out, please.
You got the little plastic friend, too, just like me.
What are you doing playing with your child's toy to begin with?
What would you rather me play with? Yours?
Why would you know your wife needs to leave you if you're playing with your daughter's toys? Then, for all I know, next you'd be playing with your daughter.
I think your husband should leave you for playing with your little plastic friend.
You're sick, buddy. You'll never get a dime out of Mattel for that one.
Bet you I will.
They're not going to give you a dime because you're not having sex at home, honey.
Hey,
it ain't going to happen.
Get the vibrators out of the bedroom, and I'll get the Barbie out of my workshop.
That's a great closing line. That's from 2000. Year 2000. That's from March of 2000. Steve Buzell at the Toys R Us. And the world-famous Phil Henry Show here with a classic Phil for you on this Thursday. So we hope you'll check out our website. There's a lot more of that. 35,000 hours of classic stuff at philhenryshow.com. Phil Henry Show podcast is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved at Podcast 1.